Good day and welcome. Today's discussion will focus on IBM's newest release of its solution for the nuclear power industry, IBM Maximo for Nuclear Power Release 7.1. My name is Terry Ray, and I am the product management lead for our nuclear solution. Joining me today are Joe Shiffert and Diane Dupuy. Joe is the lead product architect in product development, and Diane is the worldwide industry leader for the utilities industry, which includes nuclear. If you please turn to slide number 2. Our agenda for today contains 3 main areas. I will begin today's discussion with an overview of the nuclear power industry and what IBM is doing in the segment. Joe Shiffert will follow with product insight on IBM Maximo for Nuclear Power, and Diane Dupuy will close the discussion with some comments about the company's position in this industry, as well as some sales differentiators. If you please turn to slide number 4. Worldwide energy consumption is growing at a rapid rate. This chart is somewhat dated, but it shows that in order to meet the electricity demand, global generation will have to double in the next 25 years. If you please turn to slide number 5. Interestingly enough, the greatest increase for electricity is in what they call non-Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development countries, referred to as non-OECD. Therefore, generation capacity will also follow a similar path geographically. Now let us turn our attention to the nuclear segment. Please turn to slide number 6. Basically, there are 3 likely scenarios for the future of nuclear energy that may emerge. One scenario, known as treading water, assumes that the industry remains in the maintenance mode with very limited new build. Another scenario, referred to as shifting power, assumes that the traditional industry stalwarts, that is, the U.S. and Europe, do not move forward with new construction and that the center of gravity really shifts to the Asia-Pacific region. And then the third scenario is known as the nuclear renaissance, and it assumes that there will be a massive new nuclear build program and that the global share of electricity generated from nuclear power will increase to 30% from the current 20%. We believe that this is the likely scenario that will occur. Of course, the wild card in all of these assumptions is that there will be an operational accident or an act of terrorism, and we pray that this will not happen. So what is IBM's nuclear power strategy? If you turn to slide number 7, as you all know, the nuclear build cycle is underway with new plants in Europe, Asia Pacific, and North America. And with the new build, there is interest and demand to do things differently and to use IT in a different way. IBM will be working with the industry as it begins to implement the digital plant, and will also be promoting a concept known as the intelligent plant lifecycle management to merge the benefits of data management and collaboration across the entire lifecycle, that is, design, build, operate, and maintain. IBM will also be working with the industry in the relicensing and uprating of plants using high-performance computing for simulation and design and retrofits. Finally, IBM has started to formulate plans to extend its ecosystem to include the designers, companies such as Westinghouse, Areva, GE, builders such as Shaw, Bechtel, Fluor, and owner-operators such as Dominion, Exelon, and Southern. IBM's nuclear strategy leverages many of its core competencies and strengths as shown on slide number 8. First of all, the company has made several key acquisitions that extend our portfolio and footprint. Maximo for enterprise asset management, FileNet for electronic content management, and ISS for security. Another key strength is that the company has developed expertise and best practices in other tangential industries such as shipbuilding and aircraft. Here we can leverage and exploit our experiences in these industries to the new nuclear build. Our service-oriented architecture is beginning to resonate as the industry begins to integrate and use best-of-breed solutions. Finally, I'd like to leave you with a proof point about our commitment to the nuclear power industry. And if you turn to slide number 9, here you will see an overview of our Center of Excellence for Nuclear Power in Lagode, France. This center was established in the mid-2000 timeframe, and it has already served as a showcase to many worldwide nuclear organizations over the past 18 months. At the Lagode Center, you will find a totally dedicated energy center showcasing IBM's many industry-specific solutions, including Maximo. With that, I'd like to turn the call over to our lead developer for IBM Maximo for nuclear power, Joe Shippert. Joe?
Thank you very much, Terry, and thanks to all that are taking the time to listen to this presentation and to learn about the exciting things going on with IBM Maximo for nuclear power. I'll draw your attention first to slide 11, and what I'd like to point out is the concept of the nuclear renaissance has reached a point where worldwide leaders, environmentalists, and all responsible people in society are very seriously looking at nuclear power as a solution to world energy demand. One of the supporting reasons why this makes so much sense to the world today is because of the quiet and effective performance of the global fleet of nuclear power reactors in meeting the energy needs of the population safely and economically. Maximo is a very key player in this area, and this is a very positive factor for Maximo. The advanced enterprise asset management strategies that have been employed at nuclear power reactors worldwide are a real key to the success of nuclear power, and this is the key area that Maximo plays, the key area that Maximo for nuclear power supports this industry. It's a very important role. I'll ask you to turn to slide 12 now, and I would like to speak a little bit about Maximo's history in the nuclear power industry. Maximo has really came to light as an enterprise asset management solution in the mid-1980s. And very significant attention and effort was put in place to develop the fantastic framework that we all enjoy with Maximo. And even with the basic framework, we very rapidly began experiencing success in the nuclear power industry. This is due to the flexibility and the configurability and the user-friendliness of Maximo. And we received our first nuclear power customers in the late 1990s. Since that point, IBM has made significant commitments to the nuclear power industry, launched the Nuclear Industry Advisory Council, and launched the Nuclear Industry Solution. You'll see in the graphic that we're currently just on the verge of releasing the fourth release of IBM Maximo for nuclear power. In fact, that takes place on December 19th, the end of this week. That will be our fourth release. We have three full-featured releases that are already in place, and this fourth release is a very significant step in bringing the functionality of Maximo and the very latest in the Maximo framework to our users. You'll also see that we have simultaneous work in progress on our next release, and I'll offer some comments on that in a few moments. Now turn to slide 13. some of the key factors that differentiate IBM Maximo from nuclear power are not only its advanced functionality, but also the use of the very advanced J2EE and services-oriented architecture platform. We work very closely with development partners to identify the areas of functionality to exploit, and furthermore work with those development partners to make sure we get the functionality right. You heard several times in Terry's presentation about the importance of knowledge management and some of the large factors that are out in the global workplace today as far as the aging workforce and the opportunities to exploit the information tools such as Maximo for nuclear power to reuse the strategies of enterprise asset management in nuclear power. This is a very key strength of Maximo. Maximo is a terrific tool for this use. Turning to slide 14, this illustrates the client engagement of the Maximo nuclear power team. We've basically got a dual-level arrangement. At the board level, we've got the Nuclear Power Advisory Council. And at the working level, we've got what we call the Maximo Nuclear Development Partners. The Nuclear Development Partners are in constant touch with us. We meet with them formally and regularly to identify the needs of the market and to take steps to make sure that we have satisfied that market. Very active group where we've got the best practitioners of the nuclear power maintenance working very closely with our development team to capture the requirements and the functionality correctly. As far as the Nuclear Power Advisory Council, we just completed a meeting last week, and Terry Ray will have a few comments to offer on that subject. Terry?
Sure. Thanks, Joe. As you can see, we have a really an impressive list of members on the council, and this is a joint council that we do in concert with the S&D organization, Energy and Utilities. And what we've done is to target really the leaders in the industry, and we our members include the president, CEOs, or chief nuclear officer of those companies listed, as well as other participants. And the purpose of the council is to really look at strategic issues facing the industry and then to pick some of those key topics and to have some discussion in multiple fashions. What we'll do is ask an association, such as maybe the INPO or EPRI, to offer an opinion on a topic. We will have our own view from an IBM perspective, and then we'll also have some member of the council share some experiences. And then we'll close the session with a facilitated session where all the members can offer an opinion, and that is really done through one of our consultants in this area who happens to be the head of nuclear power, nuclear science and engineering at MIT. So we concluded, as Joe said, a meeting last week where we debated four topics. Those topics were knowledge management, intelligent plant lifecycle management, managing risk in the nuclear renaissance, and also security. Thanks, Joe.
Yeah, thank you, Terry. Okay, what I'd like to do is give you a little bit more information on how we're using this high-level guidance to actually come up with a usable product and give you a little bit more of a feel what that product is like. So turn to slide 15, and what I'd like to point out is that our product as a foundation is based on globally shared best practices. Many of these best practices were developed through substantial collaboration among the nuclear utilities and industry groups. So we have a very firm foundation for the functionality that is offered. the functionality needed by the marketplace. Slide 16 gives you a little bit more specific picture of what that functionality is. Now, again, I want to point out that this functionality is additive and leverages the functionality of the core Maximo Enterprise Asset Management application. We have something like 150 related applications, and in IBM Maximo for nuclear power, these applications are honed to specific nuclear requirements. Very briefly, the functionality is built around equipment reliability, tech specs and surveillances, commitment tracking, surveillance testing, which is a critical facility at worldwide nuclear power plants to make sure that the plants satisfy all regulatory requirements, nuclear procurement engineering to make sure that the replacement supply chain elements meet the stringent nuclear standards, calibrations and MNTE, that's measurement and test equipment, ensures that the instrumentation in nuclear power plants is maintained as required. Clearances is a very large application and a terrific application to maintain configuration control of the plant and allow for the performance of maintenance and testing during plant operations. You may also be familiar with this functionality as sometimes called lockout and tagout. Impact plans are a method of identifying operational and maintenance risk prior to performing maintenance in a nuclear environment. And, of course, the alignment of the strategies for mitigating and managing that risk. The last pure nuclear functionality is what we call nuclear content and the standard nuclear performance model workflow. And what is provided is a workflow based on industry standards that will help our customers during their implementation very rapidly leverage the power of Maximo workflow with nuclear-specific functionality. Finally, I'll mention the Primavera integration. Primavera is a partner product, is pretty much the standard in many parts of the world for management of complex projects, and we have a complete out-of-the-box integration with Primavera. If you'll turn now to slide 17, you'll see to the left side of the page the current release, and I've basically just discussed the functionality that's in the current release that's been ported over to the Maximo 7 core functionality. You'll also see we have several additional releases out into the future that we're working on right now, and these releases are part of our plan to continue and enrich our support of the nuclear power market. Slide 18, if you will, shows the complementary integration between Maximo and some of the premier ERP, worldwide ERP solutions, such as SAP and Oracle. And we know many of our customers derive enormous benefit from these ERP solutions. And by means of the pre-established integration, we're able to allow Maximo for nuclear power to supply the needs of the plant workers and yet fully integrate with the ERP systems for the rest of the financial aspects of the nuclear utilities responsibilities. Slide 19 is a brief overview of the integration of IBM Maximo with the greater IBM ENU reference architecture. Slide 20 brings us to a new subject. Previously, I've been basically discussing functionality that I think most people will readily identify as being very applicable to existing operating nuclear plants. But you heard our colleague Terry Ray very briefly discuss the trends in the industry to provide a cradle-to-grave data solution. Some of the leaders in the field are looking at the new nuclear build-out as the opportunity to have a consistent and coherent IT policy from the very earliest portion of the inception of a new nuclear power plant, and then to continue that through the 40 or 60 year operational lifetime of the new plants. This is an extremely exciting concept and one that will bring a lot of value to our customers. If you take a look at slide 21, it's very clear how Maximo complements the engineering and design systems that are being used to develop the engineering designs for the new generation of plants. Maximo procurement, inventory, asset management, configuration management, and work orders, for example, complement the engineering tools such as PLM and CAD and CAM. And that's part of the concept of intelligent product lifecycle management that was discussed earlier. So in addition to providing a continuum for the data in the new plants so that this does not need to be rediscovered during a handover, we have the opportunity to use not only the data for plant operations, but also to use these tools during the stages of plant construction. So if you take a look at slide 22, this shows a hypothetical nuclear power project that starts off with station-specific engineering and licensing and construction activities, and then evolves into the normal startup and commercial operations at the nuclear power plant. Maximo for nuclear power has traditionally been associated with this latter portion. We have seen the value of taking the functionality of Maximo and bringing it forward into the construction cycle, for example, use of work orders to help manage the construction of the plant, and of course, during the late construction cycle when systems are completed and turned over to the plant staff for testing and startup, obviously at this point you're going to want to have Maximo EAM in place. So cradle to crave solution for the next generation of plants in addition to the current operating plants. Now, if you'll turn to slide 23, we've been talking a lot about some various characteristics of Maximo Nuclear, some of the components. Let's just take a moment to see how it all fits together. So on slide 24 is depicted a fairly standard approach towards online maintenance, and I'll speak about shutdown maintenance in a moment. But in this particular example, you can see the tasks shown in red are the tasks for a hypothetical system maintenance window. There's a multi-week period prior to that maintenance being performed where the tasks are prepared, the materials, the resources, the support functionality is all prepared so that the performance of the system outage can be flawless. And that's what's really being depicted in this diagram. And you can also see a critique week at the end of the system outage week. Now let's turn to slide 25 and see how IBM Maximo supports that concept. Over on the left side of the slide, you can see a diagrammatic representation of some of the Maximo items. some of the Maximo functionality. You can see some PMs. You can see job plans, which are pre-established strategies for performing maintenance on equipment. You can see impact plans, which you'll probably remember are is Maximo Nuclear specific functionality designed to minimize risk while performing maintenance. So you can see you've got pre-established strategies that have already been associated with a template clearance. And during that preparation for the system outage week, these pre-established strategies will be reviewed. They'll be combined with corrective maintenance that may need to be performed. And then actually the individual work orders for the PM work orders, the corrective maintenance, and also whatever testing will need to be performed at the end of this cycle. Those work orders and test plans and the clearance to provide worker protection are actually all finalized during that preparation period, so that actually during that preparation period, these plans are refined, they're captured, they're made just exactly right for the flawless execution, and then you can see that during the actual week, all your work is ready to go. You're ready to hang that clearance at the very beginning of the work week and just go through your work tasks as you've prepared them. And finally, when you're all done, the results of these of your latest incarnation of this particular work week will be fed back into Maximo as part of the knowledge management capabilities. Performance of maintenance at a nuclear power plant is very demanding, very difficult to do, but once you've done it right once, there's no need to reinvent the wheel. And Maximo gives you the tool to capture all that information, pre-stage it, refine it for your next outage, and to have a very successful outage, system outage. If you'll now turn to slide 26, we've got a very high-level depiction of a nuclear plant refueling outage. In many parts of the world, this is the primary method of doing maintenance during the refueling outage. However, we found that worldwide, it's really a balance between online maintenance and shutdown maintenance. When a nuclear power plant is shut down, as I think most folks will know, the risk is diminished. Nevertheless, there are still requirements that prudent nuclear operators must take to manage that risk, even in a shutdown case. The risk would be managed and organized at a system basis during a shutdown rather than at an individual component basis. So at one way, it's less stringent. In another way, it's just as stringent and certainly appropriate for the condition of the reactor. So that's a high-level picture of a nuclear outage. Again, just a very simplistic picture showing the safety-related work, Division 1 in red, Division 2 in green. Most people think of nuclear power plants as having at least two of everything, so that you've got to back up. So that's what we're really depicting here. So the maintenance is done on a Division 1 basis, for example, while Division 2 is providing plant risk management and safety requirements. So if you take a look at slide 27, you'll see that, again, following this approach, the risk management and the pre-identification of materials and the preparation once again is performed using Maximo work orders with nuclear-specific functionality such as impact plans and the clearances to safely perform the maintenance. So all these bits and pieces all roll up into a coherent plan and a coherent overview for the performance of maintenance and all related tasks at a nuclear power plant. So that concludes my comments. I'd like to turn this over to Diane Dupree to offer some comments on IBM Maximo for nuclear power.
Thanks, Joe. I appreciate it. If you move to slide 29, we've got a representative list of some of our current nuclear power clients. It's exciting to see the steady growth Maximo has had in nuclear over the past several years, and that's thanks greatly to our product teams and their industry expertise, along with the lessons we've learned from our early adopters. We've been able to produce a stable and robust solution for our clients. Some examples of recent go-lives, Dominion is now live at all of their sites, and that was toward the end of the summer this year. Also, with the help of our GBS teams and some of our partners, we're pushing for successful implementations at TVA and Southern and others in 2009. And we expect to be adding to our list very soon with even more wins outside the U.S. But one recent win of note in the U.S., Joe, you might want to talk briefly about, is Sandia National Labs and our ability to support nuclear, not just in a plant environment.
Sure. Thanks, Diane. Just briefly, you know, we've traditionally had our success at the large utility operators, the 1,000-megawatt power reactors out there. But even other nuclear users, such as Sandia Labs, part of the Department of Energy, the United States, have seen the value and the need for Maximo Nuclear, the rigor of the processes, the special risk management capabilities, the quality processes, that type of thing. So Sandia also runs several research reactors and a variety of nuclear accountabilities to the government, and they too have found value in Maximo Nuclear. I'd also point out British Nuclear Group is basically associated with the decommissioning of the older Magnox-style reactors in the UK. So, and that also is a very vibrant worldwide market, that part of the cycle. So just a lot of opportunities for IBM Maximo. Thanks, Diane.
Sure. Moving on to slide 30, I think it's understood that a nuclear asset management system must have rich out-of-the-box functionality, and I think you'll hear frequently that some of our toughest competitors in this space may claim to be strong in both work management and supply chain. Some of the things that Joe and Terry and teams have been doing to improve Maximo has been our ability to address the requirements of a changing regulatory environment. And I believe that you'll see many of our competitors become more and more challenged as they try to address these new requirements. Additionally, Maximo's flexibility provides our users an ability to adapt to new requirements and newer business processes as they learn more and more from each other and from organizations like the Nuclear Advisory Council. I think another important note is the breadth of our product means that companies like TVA and Southern can standardize in nuclear and in non-nuclear with a single product, lessening their support, integration, and development costs long term. So while we haven't won every competitive opportunity and some sites have had to move to other solutions due to legacy decisions within their parent organizations, we cannot compete and win if we've got blinders on. So I think it's important for you to understand what the competitive landscape for nuclear looks like. For example, we are sometimes challenged when SAP has been selected as the corporate ERP system. However, we can and we have been successful in showing how a best-of-breed approach is the right solution when SAP is the corporate ERP. Ventyx is another competitor we see in almost every nuclear opportunity. And where they are the legacy EAM, it can be quite a challenge to unseat them. But this is primarily due to the huge investment that their clients have already made in their Ventyx solutions. However, I think you'll start to see us begin to break through that barrier, hopefully with some new announcements as we begin the new year. Moving on to slide 31, I wanted to highlight that the average nuclear licensing transaction tends to be several million dollars. So this is a great opportunity for you and for sellers from a licensing perspective. It's also important to note that services engagements are very complex. This complexity is not a surprise for our clients. Nuclear implementations tend to be multi-million dollar opportunities and monumental in terms of your total sales opportunity. So with that said, Joe, Terry, myself, and the rest of the nuclear product team are here to help you. We're here to help develop a competitive win plan. We're here to do client-facing support when you need it. And feel free, if you move on to slide 32, to reach out to us via any of our contact information on that slide and let us know how we can help. Joe, Terry, do you have any additional comments you want to share?
Diane, I think you said it all. We're really committed to the success of Maximo Nuclear and our partners in implementation. So please don't hesitate to contact us.
Joe and Diane, I think you wrapped it up very nicely. We are, as you can tell, very excited about the opportunities that we have in front of us and look forward to working with all of you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Great. So, Matt, I think we'll sign off here. And-